are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, that's where you are tuned to Adventist World Radio, SID Media. This year is Faith Out Loud right here on your favorite Christian radio station. This is the Midday Fix, like we call it, where you get the best Bible content like you've never heard it before. My name is Derek Viriri, and we are about to get into our first conversation for this afternoon, The Chosen Ones Under Blessings, blessings being the title of our Daily Focus feature. We have on the line now Pastor Mbulelo Madi to take us through. You see, does God have His people? I don't know if you've ever heard this concept, and I'm not sure maybe if you perhaps have not even yourself struggled with the idea of this concept, where God has His people, His chosen ones, so to speak. There are quite a few instances in the Bible where people may wonder whether God had favoritism, you know, in how He blesses. I mean, even another text says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. You know, it almost sounds like God is a special group of people. I mean, David, for example, cries about it often in Psalms that he, the wicked are flourishing even when they cursed God. You know, he's wondering, how come they continue to flourish, to be blessed? But his children, whom is a person after God's own heart, are suffering. What is that? How does it even work? And still on David, for example, he still flourished regardless of what he did. Remember how David not only committed adultery, but he went and murdered the person whose wife he had taken. And so you look at all this, and yet he is still called the man after. And you're like, okay, come on now, what's going on here? So that's a conversation we're going to be having now. No, Pastor Made, who is joining us now on the line. And your thoughts, my dear friends, are also very much welcome in this conversation. Talk to us on +27 73 470 3520 as we try to understand what it means to be blessed, and yet try to understand the chosen ones in God right there. Here is Mfundisi. Pastor Made, good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, my brother. Good afternoon to the listeners.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for welcoming me.
Only a pleasure, my pastor. Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us. I hope that we're finding you well this afternoon.
Ah, the Lord is good.
Amen.
Lord has been good.
Hallelujah. We praise Him. I don't know, Mfundisi, are you maybe part of the chosen ones who are receiving these special blessings? You know, we never know.
What a question.
Mfundisi, may you please pray for us as we start today's conversation.
All right, let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the opportunity to talk about your
Amen.
Word. We want to thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Mm. Every time when we engage in your word, we can feel the Spirit moving us.
Amen.
Continue to guide us with the Spirit and lead us into deeper understanding of thy word and thy will. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Thank you for that prayer. Pastor, blessings. When you look at God and how He blesses, it's almost like it's not the same with the sun. And I know that maybe we're going to even say, even the sun itself and how it shines is a blessing from God. True, granted. But when you look at some of those, you know, more weightier, if you will, allow me to use, for lack of a better word, blessings, it's like God doesn't just spread them across like rain, you know, everyone receives rain, everyone receives sunshine. But it looks like there's these blessings that God chooses special. How does He choose those special people?
One, let me be quick to mention that he does not choose special people.
Okay.
He does not choose special people. He is God. Mm. He is God for everyone. I like how the Bible is presented to us. If you look at the early chapters of the Bible, you would notice that God does not have a nation.
Okay.
He doesn't have a special people. He's God for everyone.
For everybody, yeah.
God for everybody. Then if you go towards the end of the Bible,
okay,
the same picture that is portrayed in the beginning of the Bible is the picture you see at the end of the Bible. Hmm. where God is God of everyone.
He does
not have special people as other people would portray it and teach it. He's God for everyone. As we said on day one, we said a blessing has to do with us choosing to position ourselves such that we benefit from God's blessings. We make a decision. We made that statement, and we balanced it with the fact that God does not change.
Yes.
His nature does not change.
Mm-hmm.
Things are happening to us. Good things are happening to us because of who God is. He does not change. In his nature, he blesses.
Okay.
That is his nature. He cannot do an opposite and say to this one, I will not bless. It is up to us as human beings to position ourselves such that the blessings that are there, we benefit from them. But if we distance from the blessings, surely we are not going to get the blessings. Then the other thing I need to mention quickly is the understanding. What do we understand about the blessing? Because even the Bible passage you have referred to where David says, I saw the wicked being prosperous.
Yeah.
What is happening here? He said, I'm paraphrasing it. He said, I nearly made a mistake because I perceived the wicked to be prosperous. Then, when you read further down, I like what the psalmist says.
Okay.
In that Psalm 73, I think it's verse 16 or verse 17 down there, where he says, I realize that I am making a mistake only when my eyes were shifted and looked into the temple. As I was looking outside, seeing these people driving beautiful cars, living in mansions, with everything, I thought they were prosperous. Until I looked into the temple. And I saw God's plan, God's will. And then I said, these people are not being prosperous. Those who have aligned themselves with God are the ones who are prosperous. Then if you read verse 7, verse 18, verse 20 around them, the psalmist says, as much as they appear to be prosperous, their end is destruction. The same thing Jesus mentioned when he said, what will it profit a man to receive the entire world, but at the end of the day, he loses his soul? I think what is important here is to understand the essence of blessing. What is blessing? If we cannot understand that, we will find ourselves making some mistakes.
That's true.
I think the real blessing, I said this yesterday, I said, God has a mission. And everything he does it in accordance with his mission. Even his blessings are in accordance with his mission. They speak the same. His blessing, when he blesses, the blessing speaks the same language as his mission. He does not misappropriate his blessings and waste them. He aligns them with his mission. Therefore, I would say to your question, he does not have special people whom he shower with blessings, but he's willing to bless everyone.
Everybody.
But we have a decision to make, to align ourselves such that we become beneficiaries of God's goodness. Because what we term blessing It's just God's goodness.
I love that answer. I love that. And Mfundisi, it's quite fascinating the way you put it across, that we are blaming God for something that we are not doing aright. We must position ourselves where God's blessings are found. But we want to be waiting for a bus for an aeroplane at a bus stop. And then when the aeroplane doesn't come, we now blame God. Ah, Mara, why is the aeroplane not here? You're not at the right location. That is indeed.
You've got it right, my brother. I like this example you are giving us. It is exactly that. I think it explains it very well.
Maybe talk to us. You mentioned there to say how sometimes we have not maybe defined what blessings, and I think that's sometimes an issue. And I love the passage you read for us. You quoted from earlier on Psalm 73, speaking there on David and how he almost slipped. He said, when you read the opening passages, or after just he makes that claim of prosperity of the wicked, he does not mention any material things there. Are blessings from God only material? Because that's what we sometimes view as blessings. How come Pastor Made has got a big house and a big car? Where's my big house and a big car? Is that how we're supposed to view blessings, as only material possessions? Or are there other things that are considered blessings as well?
It is unfortunate that we tend to think of the blessings as rents and cents and immaterial things.
Yeah.
It is unfortunate.
Nice.
But a deeper understanding of blessing, of God's goodness, because those blessings are God's goodness.
Yes.
Even the ability to wake up in the morning is not a right, but it is God's goodness. It is God's blessing.
Yes.
The ability to breathe in and breathe out, the ability for the heart to pump that blood and saturate the entire body, that is God's blessing.
Amen. Amen.
We should count it as a blessing. I normally say this when I'm doing my presentation, stewardship presentation.
Okay.
I normally say this, you know, when we are faithful to God, and we do that which is required of us, we become faithful to us. The Bible says, I mentioned this even yesterday, that there are blessings. Most of his blessings are conditional.
Okay.
It means we've got to obey him, then we receive these blessings. Are conditional. Yes, you do have those that are unconditional, like the rain, the sunshine, rain will fall to everyone, both to the righteous and the wicked. Mm-hmm. You do have those that are unconditional, but most of the blessings, they are conditional. It means I've got to obey, I've got to follow his instructions. Then the promise from the Bible is that the Lord will be good unto me. It means he will shower me with his blessings. He will shower me with his blessings. What does it mean when he says he will shower me with his blessing? It means even when my bank account is registering 000, you know, those three zeros in a banknote.
Yeah.
When you try to draw some money and it comes that paper saying you've got three zeros, a lot of money and three zeros. You get those three zeros. When you have those three zeros, God knows that my son does not have money. But this is how you see the blessings. This is how the blessings kick in. Though you do not have money, the Lord will ensure that the car does not break because you don't have money.
You see. Hey.
The Lord will ensure that things in the house, they are kept intact because you do not have money. The Lord will see to that. Children do not fall sick because you do not have money. All of those things are blessings from God. we will be making a terrible mistake if we are going to equate blessings to rands and cents. Blessings are not measured in terms of rands and cents. Blessings are God's goodness and kindness, provision unto us.
Yeah, indeed, that's how you measure blessings, by checking out God's goodness, His kindness, His provision to what He has given us. And I'm fully, I think it's us being needing almost like a mind tune, a mind shift, you know, this change of perspective, a paradigm shift, like the English would say, to just understand that no, there is greater to this. I'm considering this one who has this material position, but they're lacking wealth, they're lacking peace at home, they're lacking favor with their children, you know, and I have all these, no money, but all this is going well with me, and we think we are not blessed because we don't see that big fat bank account. And how you've just brought it out into so much light. Pastor, why are some believers' lives difficult, you know, and seem empty of, I mean, some people just seem like they're having bad day upon bad day upon bad day. For those, are they also having, I'm talking about now people who are faithful, you know, maybe it's because we are looking at it from a humanistic perspective. They look like they do everything Christian, you know, they're at church on time. They return, you know, when you look at the books, their stewardship is in order. They do, and their character is flawless. There's nothing you can blame them for, but yet it seems like things are just not going well for them. I don't know. Why is it that sometimes it looks like that? I'm trying to consider a Christian who is looking like David and is having that cry. He's just shy of saying those words. Why is that the wicked are prospering? Because their life doesn't seem to be going. I mean, Saul is chasing on the one end, on this other end, this is not going okay, and that end, that is not going okay, and everything seems to be going in shambles. Why is that the case in Fulis? Are they still blessed even in that state?
That's a good question. That's a fair question. That's a fair question, and we need to address it.
Yes, please.
We need to address it because it happens on daily basis. It happens on daily basis. You find children of God who are faithful to the Lord, but they are struggling. They are struggling. Why is the case? Let me answer it this way.
Okay.
Even the issue of God blessing us,
all right,
happens in the context of the great controversy. We must be aware that everything that happens, everything, there is nothing which happens outside those corridors. Everything happens within the corridors of the great controversy. Even when God is blessing, there is an enemy that other side that counteracts what God is doing. So as much as God is good, is kind to His children, but unfortunate situation will come and befall God's children because of the great controversy.
Okay.
Because there is the enemy of God that seeks to prove a point that to follow this God is a waste of time. He wants to have tangible evidence. He wants to point to some of our brothers and say, look at this one.
Yeah.
He's returning a faithful tithe. He's bringing an offering to the Lord. He comes to church regularly. He's doing everything as he is instructed. But look at his life. He wants to have something like that, something tangible, in order to destroy the kingdom of God. So everything is happening within the great controversy. What I can say is that God's people should be one, know what is a blessing. If you know what is a blessing, then you would know it is not material things. God's presence in your life, I like what Moses said. He said, Lord, if you are not coming with us, then there is no need for us to go to the promised land. In other words, it means his presence alone means everything. He can lose everything as long as God remains. Then he is okay. If we can get to that understanding, that if God still remains with us, regardless of what happens, there are Bible stories that reveals that beautiful point, that things, material things, can be taken away, but being taken away, it should not be a reason for one to go down or go back on his faith and turn his back on God. And that feeds from the premises that says the blessing is the presence of God in my life. Once we have that understanding, knowing that we are in a battlefield, there is an enemy that fights with God.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that war affects us directly. We will lose some of the things we have. We are going to have difficulties in accessing some of the services in this world. But that does not mean it is the end of the world. Yeah. As long as the Lord is with me, he is the provider. If he provides for a bed, a small bed, how much more to me?
Yeah.
The one who is created in his own image.
Yeah, that is a marvelous way to wrap it up. Mfundisi, I am so encouraged by the words you said. And I think one of the highlights that are coming out for me is that we can talk about all the blessings we want, be it material, non-material, provision-wise, whatever. But the greatest blessing we can ever receive is the presence of God. And I think that is something to take home. That is something to take home. Pastor, can you pray with someone, especially that Christian that we just spoke about last, who is trying everything, but they seem not to be making any headway, that they do not be discouraged. And in fact, notice, search for and notice and grab hold of that presence of God to say, I might not have much, but if I have God, I have everything I need. Will you please pray with that listener this afternoon, Pastor?
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you in a special way. Once more, we want to thank you to be able to talk about your word freely. Once more, we want to thank you for giving us your spirit in order to understand the deep issues of your word. In a special way, Father God, we remember our brothers and sisters who are going through rough times. We remember our brothers who are holding on you, who have accepted you as the Lord and Savior, who have positioned themselves strategically such that they benefit from your goodness. But unfortunately, due to the great controversy, the same thing that happened to your servant Job is happening in their lives. We pray, Father God, that you may open their eyes and see that this is a spiritual battle. To quit or to go back is not a solution. Strengthen your people. Hold your people. The same message you gave to Apostle Paul when he was praying that he be relieved from his situation. You said unto him, my grace is sufficient enough for you.
Amen.
We pray, Father God, that you may buff them with your grace. You may give them resilience to stand against the enemy. To stand against his attack and fight him and represent your kingdom. Father God, it is these people who are going through rough times who can preach powerful sermons. When we look upon them, we see their struggles. But when we see a smile on his face, It shows and tells us that there is God in heaven. Keep that smile on the face. Walk with your children and continue to bless them. Continue to bless all the listeners of this radio station. Continue to bless all the presenters of this radio station. We are praying in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. We are truly, truly blessed, and God bless you going further today.
Thank you. Amen.
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 Amen. Pastor Mbulelo Made, they're joining us this, this afternoon, and what a lesson he was bringing us to say, we need to believe in the blessings of God, the way God presents them, not the way we want to receive them. But also that we need to be careful that we don't blame God for our failure to be where we need to be. Thank you so much. That was the conversation on blessings. That's our Daily Focus feature. We were looking today at the chosen ones, some of the perceived unfairness of God when he presents blessings to others and not to others that we think should deserve. Catch it again tomorrow, same time, same place, as we wrap up the, as we continue rather with our conversation on blessings right here on Faith Out Loud.
You are tuned to Faith Out Loud here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.